The stormy sea roars along a part of South Africa's southeastern shoreline known as the Wild Coast. It's one of the roughest stretches of ocean in the world. The skeletons of wrecked ships jut from the jagged rocks and white beaches. People's lives here are just as tumultuous as the heaving sea. Hardly anyone here is employed. People are desperately poor.
On a
Sunday, the child started having diarrhea. The child didn't stop vomiting, you know, she started vomiting heavily. And then I took the child to the clinic on Wednesday.
55-year-old Nongezi Sinkile lives in a Wild Coast district called Zidindi. Recently, her one-year-old grandson, Lupumlo, fell ill. But the medicines given by a nurse at the local clinic didn't help him. His condition worsened. She and her daughter, the boy's mother, Nosintu, had only the equivalent of $2.50 between them. Enough only for a small part of the transport fare needed to get Lupumlo to hospital. They would have to walk most of the 7.5 miles to the hospital, to a point where they'd be able to afford a taxi. The Sinkiles left their mud hut early one morning as the sun's first rays began to break the darkness. The bush was alive with the sounds of insects. Nongezi says her daughter was hysterical, convinced that her child was dead. So it was the grandmother who tied the boy onto her back with a blanket.
From the very onset, she knew that she's going to walk this long road. So she must be strong in front of her daughter, not to show her that she's weak, you see.
They trudged Zidindi's rocky tracks, praying to God to keep Lupumlo alive. They strained up the region's many steep hills. They stumbled down into deep gorges. Nearing the top of yet another hill, Nongezi checked on her grandson, who seemed to be silently screaming.
The mouth was wide open and dry, and you can see that the child is very sick. I was very worried. I thought that the child is going to die.
An hour later, near a friend's homestead, a mangy mongrel emerged to challenge them. As the Sinkiles strode away from the animal, Nongezi recognized a large boulder. It was the spot where her niece had fallen a few months earlier. The heavily pregnant woman had also been forced to walk to hospital, but she never made it.
Then this child gave birth, you know, on these hills here. And then the brother wrapped the small baby with his jacket. And then they walked again until they reached the third road there.
After 3 hours of walking, the Sinkiles themselves reached the highway. It took them so long, says Nongezi, because of the harsh terrain and because they were so concerned about Lupumlo.
Because we have to stop and look at the child if she's still breathing. I was very worried about her breathing.
They took a taxi to this hospital. A nurse immediately inserted a needle into Lupumlo's arm. The badly dehydrated boy was drip-fed fluids to keep him alive. Then, the Sinkiles joined a long queue of sick people waiting for medical help. More than 8 hours after they'd left home, a doctor finally examined Lupumlo and diagnosed him with acute gastroenteritis, inflammation of the intestines. He spent the next 10 days in hospital. For many South Africans like Nongezi Sinkile, every day is a mountain that has to be climbed if they're to survive. Yet, she never complains.
My kids are well covered. I've got food at home. That is one thing that keeps me going and smile at all times. I do my garden here. I've got spinach, I've got everything. So I'm happy.
Another morning dawns in Zidindi. Nongezi chases chickens from her vegetable garden. She doesn't know what the new day will bring. Maybe another illness. Maybe another torturous journey on foot to the hospital. Whatever it is, she says she's ready.
I am
very strong. I'm strong, I know that.
Amid a cacophony of crickets and squawking chickens, Nongezi laughs and says, God is the only thing that's stronger than a granny. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Zidindi, South Africa.